today we will do something very nice. We will hear about two more skills which will help you to perfect your japa. I want to say about these practical skills, what you can do, you will get a training newsletter. So if there is a lot of information, don't feel it's an overload. It's really when you, it's just when you start with something like a japa reform and you hear so much at once in the japa retreat, you might feel wow. But don't worry, it will be all on a piece of paper for you. two more skills we will learn, and then comes my favorite subject matter. You can see the decoration. It's just somehow the information field informed our decorators. It's the Yamuna. And today we will hear about the Yamuna. I heard yesterday Nadia Mani has told you a meditation she personally does when chanting. She enters the river. Was it the Yamuna or the Ganga? Yamuna. So this is your day, Nadia Mani. We will see slides, we will see a movie on Yamuna, and we will, believe it or not, take a bath in the Yamuna. You don't need to now run all to get your bathing dress. You will do it in the meditation. Huh? This is very easy, especially in cold weather. So we will do all this, and then we will have a pause and our japa, one-hour group japa comes. So as we are still fresh, I would like to add two more steps for better japa. You have learned about the control of the mind and about internal purity. Now you will learn about silence. It's, of course, we all know it's good to not talk during japa. I would like to say a few words on not talking during japa. Once there was Hare Krishna, Lokanath Goswami sat with Narottam, his young disciple, at in Vrindavan, and chanted, and they chanted, and then one farmer came who was very thirsty. He said to Lokanath Goswami, "Oh Maharaj, so thirsty, give me some water." But Lokanath Maharaj just continued to chant japa. After some time, the farmer didn't give up. He understood, "Oh, the great Baba doesn't answer to my interruptions. Let me go to the small Baba." So he went to Narottam and began to ask him persistently for water. "Hey, hey, water, thirst, hey, wake up." You know, like the Brijbasis are, they are very informal. So then after some time, Narottam thought, "It's less of a disturbance if I get up now and take care of the farmer. And then he will go, then I just continue to chant." So he interrupted his japa, gave the farmer some water from the clay pot where they had water, and was just about to resume his japa when Lokanath stopped him and said, "Go and leave Vrindavan." You were serving Radha and Krishna as you were chanting japa, and you interrupted that service for the service of some farmer. The farmer can take his water everywhere. He was a little bit, you know, a Brijbasi, you know. they say, the Brijbasis say about themselves, don't make a relationship to a monkey and not to a Brijbasi. That's how they see themselves, not how we see them. Because once you make a relationship, you are entangled. That's how the Brijbasis talk about themselves. But I think we strongly have to disagree. So why did you become entangled with the farmer? You should have served Radha and Krishna. You should have continued. Don't interrupt. So that's the idea of not talking during japa. You are serving Radha and Krishna. Your attention is towards Radha and Krishna. You cannot now turn away from them and so on. You can do this later. Let the world come later. Let Radha and Krishna come first. That's the idea of why you should not talk during japa. Last japa retreat in Vasana, someone asked Burijam Prabhu, what is it when I chant? I think we often do that. And then we come to here and we say, okay, we put this down. And then we talk. What is it? Or we do some other business. Burijam Prabhu had a quotation from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on that, who said, someone who just interrupts, then hangs his beads like this, and then after doing other business, other talk, continues to chant, is a very lazy fellow. When you interrupt your beads for talking or for maybe your cell phone comes, a cell phone that's like the, I call it the karate, it's like such a disturbance, and you have to react as if you are attacked by a karate player, fighter, then if you interrupt, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, you should not hang your beads, but you should start from the beginning again. The idea why devotees train like this and say like this is because they really want to serve the holy name. They just do not wish to interrupt their service by talk. Now, silence is there during the practice, but sometimes silence, I'm now also talking to the youth, sometimes silence is also very, very good in life. When we have our japa and kirtan retreats in places like islands where we are totally secluded and not in the normal environment, we sometimes have the vow of silence. So I would like to read you something on silence, but it says here, reader is in the sleep mode. He's in silence at the moment. Can you please? And here's Bajaremana. Nee, das ist schon richtig. Prabhupada talks about silence in a very interesting way. And Mona means silence. Unless one becomes silent, he cannot think completely about the pastimes and activities of the Lord. It is not that because one is a fool and cannot speak nicely, he therefore takes the vow of Mona. Rather, one becomes silent so that people will not disturb him. It is said by Chanakya Pandit that a rascal appears very intelligent as long as he does not speak. But speaking is the test. The so-called, and so on, Prabhupada talks about the silence of the impersonalists, and then he talks about the silence of the devotees. He says, mona or silence necessitates refraining from nonsensical talking and engaging the talking facility in the pastimes of the Lord. In that way, one can chant and hear about the Lord in order to perfect his life. I really wanted to make this point. Sometimes devotees say they can't concentrate on chanting, and a reason could be because there's so much material vibration going on in your mind by your ordinary talk. If you talk political talk or agitating talk or self-praise, these all have a bad negative effect on you, or you hurt someone with your words, that also agitates you. All these types of unfavorable talking will make a vibration field in your mind so that you just can't chant and then concentrate. You have to stop putting negative vibrations in the mind. If you do, how can you expect that you close everything down and then sit down? I have a surprise for you. When you sit down to chant your japa, your life comes along and sits down next to you. You can't divorce your life from that moment where you sit down. At the moment you sit down, your life sits down next to you. All your talk sits down next to you. All your thoughts sit down next to you. So if you want to perfect your japa, you must refrain from agitating nonsensical talk. Have you ever seen when you sit down and chant japa that your mind seems to replay what happened in the past or makes future plans? Have you noted that? But if you have Krishna Katha in the past and Krishna and you look forward to Krishna Katha in the future, your mind is just with Krishna and you can chant very easily. Therefore, silence is one of the ways to perfect your japa during the japa chanting and before and after. What do you think about this? Yeah. Yes, it does help, says Manasi. Now, what is silence? Silence, my dear devotees, is not just not talking. It means silence, to be silent from material thought and think spiritually. There's this nice song which you all know. Vajahure mana shinana nanana abhaya charana ravindare dulaba mana vajana masat sange taroe baba sindure. So here he says to his mind, Govinda Das, the poet, says to his mind, O mind, serve the lotus feet of Nanda Nandana, which bring fearlessness. This human birth is very rare. Take the association of sadhus and cross over this ocean of birth and death. The mind is disciplined by silence, but it is more benefited by thinking about Krishna. It's very important. The mind is disciplined by silence, but it is more benefited by talking about Krishna. Huh? This is a little bit on silence. I think I don't need to spend much time about this. This is a clear point. The fourth practice is contemplate the meaning of the mantra. I will do an exercise with you. We call it the Apurvata Japa. Sit down, Todd. My dear devotees, we will do an exercise which will introduce us to the Hare Krishna mantra as if we have not heard it before. The first syllable is Hare. I will say Hare and then we say four times Hare together. Not syllables, first name. Hare, 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 Hare. Okay, say Hare now by fixing your attention into the heart space. Imagine your heart has, what is it, a mouth and ears, and you say with your heart mouth and you hear with your heart ears, Hare. I will say one time alone and then we will say it four times together. Hare, Hare, and the heart, 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 Hare, the heart, the heart. Hare, Hare, Hare. Oh, that was, I was too long. Now, my dear devotees, you will fix your attention on the outside. Now, first you heard the sound inside, now you hear the sound outside, okay? The sound, we are all together, we make the strong Hare sound now. It will be outside circulating and vibrating through the air. I will say it one time alone and then we say it four times together. The attention needs to go now outside to the sound outside. You want to catch that sound outside. Hare, Hare, outside. Hare, Hare, Hare. Hare is a name of Srimati Radharani, who is the dearmost companion of Lord Krishna and the pleasure potency of the Lord, the Hladini, the personification of the Hladini Shakti. She's also understood to be, when she turns to this world, when she turns to Krishna, she's the pleasure potency. When she turns to this world, she is the mother of the universe. So let us now meditate while we chant the name Hare about Radharani. I will say the name one time alone and then we will say it four times together. You try to bring Radharani into your awareness. Hare, 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 Hare. Four times more. Hare, Hare, Radharani. Hare, Hare. Perfect. The next name is Krishna. We will first say it while imagining the sound resonates inside our bodies. We can imagine that our heart has a mouth and two ears and we chant and hear Krishna's holy name inside. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Four times more. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Perfect. Now we will concentrate on the sound outside of our bodies, the sound as it vibrates through the hall. Four times. I will see how concentrated you are. If you are not, we will chant more. I will chant one time alone and then we will chant. Fix on the sound as it vibrates outside of you. Krishna, Krishna, good. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Thank you. Now we will chant Krishna's holy name. Krishna is the most befitting name of God because this name means the all-attractive one. Krishna is attractive because of his beauty, because of his loving dealings with his devotees, because of his extraordinary flute play. And Krishna is attractive because of his wonderful leelas, like the one which we are going to hear this evening when he actually enters the town of death to reclaim a lost soul. So, while we chant Krishna, think about Krishna now. I will chant one time alone and then we will chant four times together. You can maybe see Radha, the Shyam Sundar of Vrindavan in your mental eye, or your favorite picture of Krishna. The idea is to be mindful now of Krishna while you chant his name. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Four times more. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Now the third name, Rama. We will first hear the sound vibration inside of our bodies and then outside, and then we will meditate about Rama. I will chant one time alone and then we chant four times together, and we try to bring our attention to the heart space. Rama, 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 Rama. Now we will chant the name of Rama and we put our whole attention to the sound as it vibrates outside of us. Which one time chant alone and then we will chant eight times together. Rama, 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 Rama. There are various meanings of the name Rama, but Rama is one meaning is the name of Krishna as he is enjoying loving pastimes with Radharani, Radha Raman. We don't meditate now about Parushuram Rama or Balaram Rama or Ramachandra Rama. These names can be meditated upon, but since we are Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we meditate about Rama as being Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has informed that we don't want to go to Ayodhya with the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We want to go to Goloka Vrindavan. So, now we will meditate about Krishna being together with the gopis and with Srimati Radharani under Kalpa Briksha tree on the banks of the Yamuna, or this is a little bit too variegated, just Krishna as the one who gives pleasure to Radharani. We will do this 8 times because we will have to wait until the picture comes. No, wait a minute, I have to do it first alone. Rama, 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 Rama. Louder. Rama, 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 Rama. Very good, very good. Now we will chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra together, which is composed out of the 3 names. Please listen to it as it vibrates outside of you, outside, not inside. We will break the pattern of the exercise outside of you as it goes through the air, through the ether. I will one time say the mantra alone, and then we will say it 3 times together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. My attention is fixed outside. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very good. Now we will bring our attention inside. Inside the heart space, and will be a little bit more contemplative. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare. Two times more. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now we will come to the last exercise. This will be a little bit difficult to do. Listen very carefully to the instructions. The first thing is, we are advised in the Hari Bhakti Vilas to chant and be mindful of the meaning of the mantra. Mindful means our mind is full with it. My dear Radha, my dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. Or during this meditation, we will just meditate in another way. Please accept me. Please accept me. Please, I will chant one time alone, and we will chant six times together. I will give you a sign so that it's easy. Hare Krishna. It's like a prayer, right? Please accept me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Please accept me. O Radha, O Krishna, please accept me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Please accept me. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now, we will immediately chant, and it will be like a guided chanting session. I will chant with you in this pitch or this vibration, and then I will give you different guidances or instructions which will summarize the very powerful fixations or orientations which we have learned so far. Very important is that you see this in the context. It's because we want to train our mind to be mindful of the meaning of the mantra. Therefore, we want to break old and not useful chanting habits with this thing. So let us all start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama. Continue. Fix your attention on the sound outside of you. The sound in the room. Just hear it. Vibrating in the room. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Outside of you. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Continue. Now, hear the sound vibrating inside of you. Hear the sound vibrating in the heart space. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. In the heart space. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Bring your whole attention to the heart space and hear the mantra there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Now continue to chant and reflect. Please accept me. Oh, you have to sound more like it's a prayer. Where is your prayer? We are such fallen souls. Can't we pray? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Now comes your last mantra. Put everything in this last mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sit a moment in silence. Thank you very much. I would like to have a quick feedback from you. How was that? It's not an unproblematic exercise. It was developed in America by Mahatma Prabhu and Purusha Shukta Prabhu, two of our very, very good and creative developers of the japa retreats, and I'm very interested to hear how you react to it as people who mostly come from European background. I have done it once, I've done it a few times, but once someone said, oh, I felt a little bit pushed. There is a good thing in pushing, because we need to break old habits, habits of inattention, habits of just mindless chanting. But then again, we are all freedom lovers, especially when it comes to spiritual practice, and we don't like to be... Was it? Can I just hear any feedback? Don't think you have to say it was good, otherwise you don't get prasadam. I really like to know. There is one hand which went up. I think here was Krishna Das. Your hand was up? No. Shyamananda, what do you... Can you maybe reflect? I'm very interested in you. But first let us hear from our... Yes, please. I think Petra is your name, right? Yeah. Sparkling water on the tongue. My God, this is poesy. Yeah, good. So good, yes. Shyamananda, could we hear from you?
Well, I for some years I like doing the exercise, the external one. Doing kirtan. It's probably my most internal way to. Because that internal one in the heart, I struggle with. I listen really closely externally and go very still, still myself, stop dancing.
Wonderful.
And then just listen. That's my deepest connection when I hear the music. It doesn't feel like we're here, it feels like this is it.
It's like an ocean, so to say, around of sound. Thank you so much, Yamananda. That was wonderful. I thought you would have a... What you said... Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say now something anyone else could say. Yes, Mataji, your good name, please?
Shravaniya.
Acha.
I mean, after all these guided meditations, I broke a little my pattern and my suspicion to all these visualizations, because I was always like, it's not my thing, it's not really my thing, but we were being so many of them, so I became better and I could kind of see the heart with ears and mouth.
I mean, Shravaniya, okay, now please don't, first, no visualization, then always visualization. I just said it very simple. It's, please don't think about a heart with ears and hands and a smile and so on. That is a little kitschy, Hare Krishna. Yes, but...
When I was supposed to think about acceptance, I don't know, this was like, for me it was difficult. I was almost like falling asleep at this point. So I was trying to concentrate, but I was completely losing it. I don't know what.
Anyone else would like to? Yes, Maharaji? Your good name, please.
Vicky.
Wonderful.
Yesterday,
Yeah. And internal, yeah. Well, it's very, very nice. What I hear you saying. Everyone, please, this is very important for me to say. We are doing many exercises, but do what, during your practice, what helps you during the practice. Sometimes this helps, sometimes that helps. But if you have you ever learned to it's called, what is it called? Juggling. We had we had to. It works like and you're all at the moment that the juggler instructor who instructed us to do, you know, I do a lot of preaching programs and sometimes I have to participate in all kinds of programs. I mean, nothing sinful, but you know, I took a juggling course in one of the seminars, and they tell you the moment you are thinking about what you do, you are lost. So when you do japa and you start thinking, this technique, this skill, and so on, that's not good. It's like, I guess that's why, Prabhupada has said many things how to improve our japa, but one is you just listen. And I like to keep coming back to this one also in my practice. Yes, he has said we should address. Address means to talk to Radha and Krishna. It's an address. He has said devotees. Devotee means the mind. While chanting Hare Krishna, you should establish a diamond throne in your heart and worship Krishna there. There are many instructions. Prabhupada has not just said one thing, although sometimes devotees who don't like to read much, they read one thing and then they think that's the only thing. Prabhupada, there are about 50 different instructions he gave. You know, but you have to see what works at a given time to you, for you. So don't please come into this juggling thing, you know. I saw someone who could do 7 balls. And I never figured out how he did it. And I asked him. And after I had asked him and he had to give me an answer, he could only do 3 because he started to think about it. Hare Krishna. I very much liked what Syamananda Prabhu said, and I thought, since he is our Syamananda Prabhu, that he would say something of meaningfulness. Remember how he said he just sometimes likes to only perceive the sound of the mantra as it is coming. I want to only share this thing. We had this Mayapur Kirtan Mela, which was very, very nice for me because it was in Sridhar Mayapur before Gauranga Mahaprabhu and the whole Panchatattva. And sometimes I would also just only concentrate on the sound of the devotees singing. It was so rich and so full, just the sound. And I could understand as I was chanting that, wow, the sound is so much more than sound. It is ecstasy. It is bliss. It is Krishna. But I just begin to put my little ear in the ocean of sound. You know, so Very good. When you sometimes when you chant, you can do this. You say, okay, now are we listening here? And you go like, okay, how do I do this? Okay, there is a sound. It is outside of me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And you do. Or sometimes you may feel, wow, I'm feeling now very devotionally inclined. I should start to put my heart into this. And then at that time, you hear it more in the heart. Or at other times, you have an issue in your life and you feel you require the acceptance of Krishna, then you go into the meaning. But the instruction here, there are 6 instructions which help us to perfect our japa. And the instruction here is, let me find it for you in Sanskrit, mantrata chintanam. That means in order to perfect your chanting of japa, you need to contemplate the meaning of the mantra. Those of you who are not brand new devotees, but a little older, I recommend to you to read different meanings of the mantra. For instance, the one which Gopal Guru Goswami gives, it starts, he has for each name one meaning. Hari means in the beginning, Krishna. Hari can mean Radharani or Hari Krishna. Did you know this? Sometimes we asked, how many names are there in the Hare Krishna mantra? It's 4, not 3. Hare Krishna and Rama and Hari. It's another name of Krishna. Hare or Hara is Radha. But Hare can also mean Hari or Krishna in the grammatical sense. So there's 4 names altogether. Because one name has 2 possibilities of names. So the first in Gopal Guru Goswami's meditation is, O Krishna, take me from this material world. So if you chant like this, contemplating the meaning of the mantra, then you'd go for one round with this meaning. For the second meaning, you go for the second round, you go with another meaning. Or you can go for 5 rounds with one meaning. This is all a little bit for those of you who are older, or the older devotees who listen to recordings. You can do that. Good. Thank you very much. We will now show you some pictures of the Jamuna. Maybe we can close those windows, because we will do a very nice Jamuna meditation. Those who feel that they need to use the bathroom, this is a good time to do it. Wow. Look at this slide. Does any one of you have a torchlight with them? Then I could make this. You have a torchlight in your room? Yes, we don't yet. You please get it and bring it. We don't. Oh, no need. Here is a torchlight coming. Mother, thank you so much. You have everything. How? Yeah. Wonderful. My God, this is the smallest and most beautiful torchlight I have seen in my life. Yeah. Who of you has been at the banks of the Yamuna and sat in the sand and looked at Yamuna? Oh, many of you. That's very nice. Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, he wrote something very interesting about bathing in the river Jamuna. He said, one should not give up the process of austerity. If possible, one should bathe in the waters of the Jamuna. This is an item of austerity. Therefore, our Krishna conscious movement has established a center in Vrindavan so that one can bathe in the Yamuna, chant the Hare Krishna mantra, and become perfect and return home back to Godhead. So we know from Prabhupada's writing, if we can't physically be in the Yamuna, we can be or in Vrindavan, we can do mentally, and we will do this later. We will take a bath and do this. Yes, at the banks of the Jamuna, you find nowadays many boats, and you can do a boat ride. You can go with your friends and just be very close on the lap of Jamuna Ji. This is very, 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 very nice. Since many time immemorial, pilgrims have come to the banks of the Jamuna to take their bath and pray. This lady is really praying it out to Jamuna Devi, because Jamuna Devi can give pure love of Krishna. Therefore, pilgrims pray like this. They worship Jamuna Ji by a simple offering of a flower and a givik, and Jamuna Ji accepts always. You see in the evening, it's so nice to just put a light in a little leaf cup and see how the Jamuna accepts it and carries the gift to who knows where. Nowadays in Vrindavan, the Brijbasis have started a practice of offering an aratik each evening. Is it each evening, actually? Yeah, like to Mother Ganga. And this is a very nice practice. Mother Ganga herself prays to Jamuna, O Jamuna, you have manifested from the side of Sri Krishna's body, and you purify the three worlds. And Ganga says, I along with everyone else pray for your mercy. You are the very life force of Lord Krishna. Yamuna is the life force of Lord Krishna. Even the residents of Goloka worship you. Anyone who touches you is guaranteed of entering the divine pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. Just touching Jamuna, one is guaranteed to enter the divine pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Goloka. Please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet again and again. How do you like this photo? It looks really like the Jamuna in the spiritual world with lotus flowers. Rupa Goswami prays like this, that in your waters there is a forest of lotus flowers. And upon your blooming lotus flowers, various birds are always dancing. Sprinkling a single drop of your water upon oneself destroys the reaction of the most terrible sins. This is how Jamuna is. Therefore, you see these pilgrims just worshipping her in various ways. Here they worship her as a divine goddess and put flowers to her lotus feet. your mind becomes very, very much soothed, pacified, and even the biggest problems seem to disappear just by sitting at the banks of the Jamuna. Rupa Goswami explains this. O Yamuna, your water are purifying us. For those, you know, with playful waves which are like your moving arms, you worship Padmanabha, Sri Krishna's lotus feet. O Yamuna, you are especially delighted when Nandalal's devotees assemble on your banks. Anyone who is touched by your gentle breezes is freed from the cycle of birth and death. I like this photo because we will all one day die, and we all hope that our boat will come, the boat which will bring us back home, back to Godhead. This would be the perfection of our lives, to leave our bodies remembering Radha and Krishna, Vrindavan Dham, Yamuna Ji, and go to our final destination from where we don't return any longer. You might ask how to take a bath in the Jamuna. What is the way? I'm taking these instructions from Mahaniti Maharaj, who has studied this very much, and he said, first it's good to pray the same prayer which Lord Chaitanya prayed. Would you like to hear this prayer? O River Jamuna, you are the blissful spiritual water that gives love to the son of Nanda Maharaj. You are the same as the water of the spiritual world, for you can vanquish all our offenses and the sinful reactions accumulated in this life. You are the creator of all auspicious things for this world. O daughter of the sun god, kindly purify us by your pious activities. So one prays like this, or a simple prayer which comes from your heart. Then one goes to the banks of the Jamuna, and one respectfully sprinkles 3 drops on one's head. That is because normally when we bathe, we will go with the feet in first, and that's not so respectful. So let the water first touch, let us first touch the water to our heads, and then the rest of our bodies can come. And then while you are in the Jamuna, you should offer something. The easiest offering is to just take 2 palms of your hand and offer water back. And Prabhupada speaks about this in terms of Mother Ganga. He says, there's a process for worshipping the Ganges because the Ganges river is considered a sacred river. You take water from the Ganges and offer it back to her along with your faith and love for Mother Ganges. You say, Mother Ganges, I offer you this little water, and that is accepted. And then at the end, you can respectfully drink her water as Charanamrita. Why? Because Krishna sits at the banks of the Jamuna after he has played with his cowherd boyfriend. He puts 1 foot in her water, and he smiles there. He's gorgeously dressed, and the breezes come from Jamuna and cool him. And then Krishna starts to tell jokes to his cowherd boyfriends and listens to their jokes. This is a pastime which Krishna does every day at the banks of the Jamuna. So the water of the Jamuna has washed Krishna's lotus feet, therefore it's Charanamrita. Krishna. All right, we are now ready for our Jamuna meditation. We will sit down tall. After some time, we will chant, but we will go there now meditatively in our mind and take our bath there. I will tell you everything. Maybe we can give this to Manu to play the karatas. Please return. What? We have some? Okay. The idea here is what you have heard earlier yesterday, internal purity. When we have internal purity, we can chant much better. So, kindly sit down tall. Is it music? We just do a few deep breaths to relax. I won't make it as elaborate because this is only to, you know how to do it by now. Just sit tall and just breathe in and out. To switch off the millions of thoughts in your mind, just concentrate on your breath by mentally saying in when you breathe in, just very gently, and mentally saying out as you breathe out. Now when you breathe in, imagine you breathe in the heart space, and internally you smile a little, you breathe in joy. As you breathe out, imagine all your physical tension and whatever stress you have. You just breathe it out. Breathe in joy and something like an inner smile. No need to make a big smile. Breathe into the heart space and then breathe out all the tension. If you want, you can now go to a little meditational journey. We enter the Krishna Balaram temple and take a left turn at Srila Prabhupada's Samadhi Mandir. We see the golden form of Srila Prabhupada. He said he would be eternally present in his Samadhi Mandir. We bow down and simply asked for his mercy so that we can chant nicely. Now we are ready to go inside the temple and we go before Radha Syam Sundar. We look at Radharani first, starting from the feet. feet and going up to her wonderful, merciful, compassionate smile. We look at Krishna, starting with his lotus feet, going up. In our mind's eye, we see his compassionate, joyful smile. Now we pray, O Radha, O Krishna, for so many long years in this material world, I have forgotten you. But from today, I'm your sincere and serious servant. Please accept me. In our mind's eye, we go now down to the banks of the river Yamuna. Those of you who want to sit down immediately can do so, and those who want to take a bath can go to where the water is and sprinkle their head. 3 drops of water. 1, 2, 3. And say, O Yamunaji, you are the same water as in the spiritual world. Kindly purify me. And we enter into the river, take our bath. We can offer some thing, either water or flowers, a light. Come out quickly, change into dry clothes, sit down at the banks of the Yamuna to sing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with devotees as our offering to Yamuna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.